T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I want to find out about these men. There are 8 John Does. These are men who had sex with underage girls. And this is information coming out from the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. She was the assistant. She was the helper. She found the girls, and she groomed the girls to have sex with older men. And with Jeffrey Epstein's status in society, there are older men with power, with money, who have sex with underage girls. When you hear about a Super Bowl, sex trafficking, somebody's bringing underage girls to Super Bowl cities. Why? Because rich, powerful men are there. So, you know, I think we need to focus on not only the sex traffickers, but we need to focus more on the men who do this. The men who create the market for having sex with underage girls. So Doug Cinceri, attorney, joins us on WWL. He's the host of All Things Legal here on WWL. Doug, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon.
All right, Doug, so I'm reading an article, and so Ghislaine Maxwell is ending her fight to keep the name secret. She's not going to fight for that any longer. She's been convicted. She could face 65 years in prison. She's 60 years old, so she's going to die in prison. And she's no longer resisting the release of the names of 8 men in these cases. These men apparently have lawyers who are arguing that their clients, the men that had sex with the girls, have a right to privacy, and therefore their names should not be released. What's the law say?
Well, I think it's up to the judge to decide. Their basic argument is it would throw 9 parties into the middle of a frenzy and unfairly do irreparable harm to their privacy and reputational interest. Now, you know, when you have high, like for a family law issue or a domestic case, and you have a lot of salacious type of allegations that could really have a effect on people who aren't involved in that proceeding, mm-hmm. You can request the judge to seal the record, and it's done at times, and it's done in high profile cases in Louisiana. But for the most part, they have to balance out all the interest. And basically what the lawyers for the John Does are saying is, hey, we're going to be in the middle of a blank show, and mm-hmm. caused by them in part, and it's going to do irreparable harm to these people, their families, and it's going to have, you know, it's going to have implications way beyond this case. So therefore, it's in the best interest to keep it confidential. And that's the position of the Does. Now, just Ms. Maxwell wanted to keep it confidential because she was afraid that if these names got out, that might be prejudicial to her criminal trial. But now and that's why the judge initially agreed to keep these John Does confidential, so it wouldn't be prejudicial to Ms. Maxwell's trial. But now that that's over, that consideration's gone. And so that's why she's not fighting it, because she's saying, I really don't have a legal purpose to keep it confidential.
Okay, so from a legal standpoint, and again, you know, you have to take emotion out of the law, and like from an emotional standpoint, I could give a blank about the men and their images and their families. I could give a blank about that because of what they did. I want their names, but I'm part of a voyeuristic society that just, you know, wants to know. You know, I mean, we're mm-hmm. you know, driven by gossip and things like this. But from a legal standpoint, if they were not, if they and their activity was not, if they were not part of the trial, then there is legal precedent to keep their names out of it because it might cause irreparable harm to their image.
Right, right. It's right. It's irreparable harm, and it has a lot of factors, you know, degree of involvement. What was their role? Was it something that was incidental in the trial that had nothing to do with the trial, but it was maybe a conversation or came, you know, that information came across in an incidental or secondary fashion? Or was this, you know, part of the, I guess, the you know, guts of the trial? So there's a lot of different factors that you can argue, but it's basically how remote was their reference in connection with this particular trial.
Doug, when somebody commits a crime, and it's a crime to have sex with an underage girl, if these crimes were committed, do you lose a right to privacy when you commit a crime?
Yes, you do. And, I mean, you lose a lot of rights. And it's what they're trying to say is, you know, think if you threw a pebble on a pond and you have ripples. You know, some ripples are, you know, close to the pebble, and some ripples might be 200 feet away from the pebble. Mm-hmm. What they're trying to say is these ripples are too far away from the pebble that you threw in the middle of the pond, and so therefore it should not be disclosed. And plus, it would have harm, maybe not even to the participants, but, you know, maybe family, friends, businesses they own. You know, they might own a business.
Right, they should have thought about that. You know, again, this is where I don't feel sorry for him, but I'm putting emotion into this, I admit. But I mean, I don't know that that's an argument that if I were a judge, I wouldn't care about that at all. It's like I should have thought about that.
That's one thing about a lawyer. You throw it against the wall, and, you know, if it doesn't stick, you didn't know what worse situation you were before. Right. So I think I'm not sanctioning the argument. I'm just saying that's what they're arguing to keep it confidential. So, I mean, you know, everybody, and I think a lot of judges just depend on their orientation, how they view life. They will see it differently. And, you know, a lot of judges would take your position and say, hey, you know, you shouldn't have been partaking in this activity. If you wanted to protect your business, you want to protect your family, you want to protect all these other interests that you're asking me to protect now. Some other judges may have a different view. This is sort of a discretionary type of decision that a judge can make. And he looks at all the factors that are involved.
From what you know about this case, what does your gut tell you in terms of the names being released or not?
I think it's going to happen because I think the primary reason the names were not released was to protect the integrity of the trial. Mm-hmm. Now the trial's over. And so maybe there's some names that have double hearsay or are very remote. They may try, you know, to keep sealed. But I think people who were actively involved, you know, I think they say, hey, you know, let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah.
So, you know, it. I think each of the, from the reports, most of the lawyers, there's actually 16 John Does who are trying to keep it secret. And the judge had actually said, and let me quote, he said, there's a range of allegations of sexual acts involving the plaintiff and non-parties to this litigation, some famous, some not. The identities of non-parties who either acted, who either allegedly engaged in sexual acts with the plaintiff or who allegedly facilitated such acts. So, you know, I think one of the factors the judge may look at is, how complicit were they in these kind of situations? And, I think it's going to be interesting. And I say some of the names are going to get out. You know, it's interesting. We had the Canal Street brothel here. Remember that? That was, 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't think many names, only a few names got out. I mean, a couple of high-profile names, but not, you know, the rest of them didn't. And a lot of people around here were taking deep breaths. You know?
I can imagine.
I dodged a bullet. So, you know, there is some precedent both ways. Now, I think that the deal with the Canal Street brothel between consenting adults versus children, those are two different planes of those are two different issues, but that's the kind of precedent that the John Doe's attorneys are going to set to say, hey, you know, this might have, you know, if it's a professional athlete or if it's a politician or it's a CEO of a large, company, I'm going to say, if this gets out, this is going to affect a lot of people, but beyond the person who's involved. It might involve, you know, it might affect the stock price. It might affect people's, you know, lives beyond it. So that's what the judge is going to wrestle with. But I saw the sense that...
And the judge is going to look at the judge is going to know the names, and so he may decide, well, look, I can't do this to this company, I can't do this to all these employees, so I'm not going to release the name.
Right, absolutely. So I would say it's just a discretionary thing, and I think the judge has a lot of latitude to do what he thinks he ought to do on this issue.
So just like the carjackers, these rich, powerful men did it because they thought they could get away with it.
Well, I think most people commit crimes.
Yeah.
Repentance comes when they get caught, not before.
That's right.
So, right. Yeah, obviously so.
Well, Doug, thank you very much for your expertise in this case. And I appreciate you, finding out a little bit more about it and talking to us about this. Doug Cincerian, attorney, All Things Legal, host of All Things Legal here on WWL. Doug, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks. Good talk to you, Steve.
Okay, thanks, Doug. Yeah, so I don't know. Do you think the name should be out? I do. But what if it does destroy a company? I don't know. I want to know the names of the men who are involved in having sex with underage girls, because I don't think they should get away with it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.